Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Thank you, Amon-Ra. That's Trajan Langdon earlier, and I'm asking the question, don't you wish GMs in this town, Scott Harris, Steve Yzerman, Brad Holmes, and now Trajan Langdon, not to sound like Sam Kinison and Back to School, say it! Is anyone just going to say it? It's about championships. It's about winning them multiply. It is about doing everything in our power to put a banner up there. And none of them say it. It's all this mealy-mouthed, sustained success. Do you as a fan want sustained success or a championship? You answer it. It's your dollars going out the window. It's your time. Because for me, you know what I want. It's championship or bust. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else in my world. And if you go, well, that's a miserable way to watch sports. Okay, noted. I'm just telling you how it works in all the best sports cities in America. We're the outlier. We are way too nice here. David, ticket text, and I'll go to the calls.
Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid had a ton of sustained success.
Let me show you what Philadelphia did to him.
Ran out of town, somebody says. Go Birds. Gobble Ghoul.
That's Gobble being Ghoul.
In Rochester. Someone says, asking Yzerman to say championship when he can barely say playoffs is hilarious.
Well, he'd also have to be awake.
That's fair, too.
But it's once again, it starts the clock, and it holds you accountable to your
words. The clock has started. It's year 7.
Say it. No, come on. Just say it.
What clock? This is a calendar we're running here.
Gabagool.
Clock, gabagool.
I thought it was more like a sundial.
Exactly.
It seems like that.
No, but it is. If you say championship, even if you said playoffs, now everything is okay. I'm holding you to that standard. And when you come up short, you may lose your job.
Let's go to Roger, 97.1. Rog, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay, and you?
Excellent.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The thing is, it's always that actions speak louder than words. Well, in this case, with all four of them, words speak louder than actions, and they're not interested in that. They truly aren't, and that's the disappointing part, is they are not interested in championships. They're interested in being relevant, and we don't have the luxury of that. Now, David's team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, how many Super Bowls have they been to? How many Super Bowls have they won? If they're relevant for 10 or 15 years, no problem. They're still relevant, but we don't have that luxury.
No, but hold on. Here's the problem. What you're looking at, what David is living with, is sustained success. But David, how many playoff wins? How many Super Bowl appearances? Oh, but we haven't had a losing record since Abraham Lincoln went to that play. It doesn't matter.
There's only so many times I can look at Santonio Holmes' touchdown.
Yeah.
Well, my only rebuttal to that is they've been there. We haven't. The only ones that can possibly even be somewhat into that would be the Wings, and that's 15 years ago.
Yeah, so but hold on. It was 15 years ago for the Steelers, too. Look, here's the problem. Roger, the issue I take is we're letting the Lions' malfeasance over the course of 70 years paint a different picture. We're here now.
And here's the other thing. It's okay to swing for the fences, and you bring in people through trades or free agents. Let's say you get to the finals and you lose. You did everything you could, and it was the luck of the draw. Bad bounce, whatever, puck luck.
Jaquiski Tartt.
Right. It happens, but you did everything that you could rather than just, well, we're okay. We're 7 out of 10, maybe a good 8 on a good night.
So that's the question, though. And again, if your point of view is
Jaquiski Tartt, thank you.
Sorry. But no, like I remember, this is God now, this is probably, what, 6, 7 years ago. I had Dan Wetzel on the podcast. It was pre-COVID. And he was just open about it. He goes, 9 out of 10 NBA GMs, they're not trying to win a championship. They're just trying not to have to move again. They're just trying to get another contract.
And that's what
now, you can't do that in L.A. or Boston or certain places. Like Miami has developed a championship culture. But 9 out of 10 of them, they're not even trying to win a championship. They're just trying not to get fired.
I'm about to say, maybe as a Clipper you can, but not as a Laker.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it just, your point of view isn't insulting. It's sadly real. I just don't think it's appropriate that Detroit is one of those towns. Because when I look at our four sports teams, it's all the same to me. It's city championships. You are either a great sports city or you are L.A. or Seattle or, you know, garbage. You're a garbage sports town. We are not that. Now, we've had garbage teams, but all these teams are winning. They're all capable. The idea is none of the GMs say what I think is in fans' heart, which is, like, whether you're Yzerman, Langdon, Harris, or Brad Holmes, you should be talking with, no, my job is to bring championships here. That is what we are out to do, 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. And anything that doesn't put us closer to a championship, I'm not interested in. And instead, it's all, well, you know, we're going to look at this and look at that. And, you know, we don't want to be the last kid picked to gym class. And you're like, no. Is that really how fans think here? I don't know. That's why we're talking to them. But see, Langdon's the latest.
But, Mike, I think the fans have just gotten used to that and just it's become acceptable. You know what? Because every of the four major teams have all hit rock bottom. And the fans have experienced that. And you wanted to be relevant. You wanted to be in the pit. How many times we said, can you just be in the graphic? That's that type of logic that fans have. I just want to be in the graphic, man. And now all of a sudden we're there. Okay. I've reached my goal. I've reached the mountaintop.
248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls in a moment. David, go ahead. You were about to say something. Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say sustained success is not fun. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I want championships. And that's what I want in this town. You were saying earlier, and I told you earlier on this show, the fans have to demand it. They can't just accept being, oh, we're good. No, they have to demand being great. This town doesn't do it enough.
I'm telling you,
but see, I don't think this town has experienced enough great yet to know what great is.
That's not fair. The Wings, as an original six team, have won a zillion cups. Now, the Tigers are traditional, and I know they have had a long, long stretches of being bad, but they have won the World Series. Most teams in baseball haven't. The Pistons are one of the few NBA franchises that have multiple NBA titles.
No, Mike, it is, but these are now new generations of fans who've never experienced that.
So the new generation is soft. That's your take.
Well, they are. It's been 17 years since the championship. That's an entire generation. They are soft. They are weak. They have no idea what it means to win.
But you know what's going to happen? And I know Rico doesn't agree with me on this. It'll be fun to watch. But if the Lions don't do anything meaningful this year, don't make the NFC title game, don't get to a Super Bowl, much less win it. If they don't do anything meaningful, oh, I think fans are going to start to turn. I don't think you're going to have any Brad bots in another year.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to hear, we'll let him cook.
Yeah, no, yeah. People are going to go, I don't like what he's cooking. I want to win.
He burnt dinner.
It's fun at the start, and then it changes. Mm-hmm. We'll get to more of the people in a minute. Sit tight. 97.1.